Who would you say influenced you in the way you grew up in the US? Like, were there any role models that you looked to, like celebrities, athletes, family members, that kind of shaped who you are today?
Growing up in America or being Filipino in America? Or
Yeah, being Filipino in America.
that was kind of hard because like I was born in 78, so I grew up in a lot in the 80s and 90s. So at that time, you didn't really see a lot of Filipinos on TV as much as they do now.
Yeah.
So I was really influenced like by Bruce Lee. I was really influenced by wrestling. I watched a lot of wrestling. I still watch a lot of wrestling now. So I really grew. I grew up affiliations with that, and I grew up on hip hop culture, like very like hard like hip hop like KRS-One,
Right.
Tribe Called Quest,
Big Daddy Kane, all
yeah, Big
those,
Daddy
yeah,
Kane,
not the nonsense,
Public Enemy, and then since I live in SoCal's N.W.A.
yeah, Snoop.
Yeah, so they were really at that time when I grew was growing up. They were writing about consciousness about what race was, because when I was in eighth grade, it was more about what was going on in, with Rodney King beating, and that's kind of like the Rodney King beating is probably like my generation's Trayvon Martin's case.
Got it.
So at that time, race was like, oh, whoa, what happened? And it was police brutality. We had five cops beat up a black man, and all hell broke loose because that dude didn't give justice. And at that time in my school, I went to when I went to high school, it was just hard because when I moved from Long Beach to Riverside, I was like one of like four Filipinos in the school,
Wow.
and like Asians in that high school were only like less than 1%. Everybody else was Mexican, white, black, and then Asians and Pacific Islanders. They all grouped us all into one. And they were all
Wow.
my homies.
Right.
So in terms of like Filipino American, I think in the situation, community, and when I was living, that was kind of the factors about like growing up, specifically hip hop and what was, they were talking about at the time. Second was like what was going on with the Rodney King beating and talking about race and racism. That really, really deeply influenced me in terms of my own Filipino-ness. Even though there wasn't Filipinos there, it wasn't until I probably got into college, until like I, or in high school, where I was part of a youth program that was focused on Asian Americans. My mentee was working at UC Riverside, and they had a youth program where they talked about Asian American studies, ethnic studies at the time. So I would say Roland Coloma was a big influence on me, and was actually there was this video that was called "The Forgotten Asians." The Filipino Americans in America. And that was actually the first time I ever seen anything.